In the first reading today, St. Paul prays that we would be able to know the height and depth and all the riches, the length and breadth, everything of the Lord. But he says that in order to do that, we have to be rooted and grounded in charity, to have that love which surpasses all knowledge. So it's not something that we can understand, which love isn't something we can understand anyway. We can say some things about it, we can grasp parts of it, but really, if you stop and look at it and you ask the question, why do I love my spouse? Maybe even more importantly, why does my spouse love me? Why do you love your kids? If it's a reasoned out thing, well, I love them because this and this and that, that's not love. You love them because of who they are, pure and simple. Yes, there are reasons, but it's not meted out. It's not reasonable in the sense of saying, I have to do it this way. No, you love the person, period. If you have to think about it, there's a problem. And the problem isn't with the other person. The problem is with us because we're trying to figure out where the boundaries of our love are going to be. And that's why St. Paul prays that in the Sacred Heart, we would know the height and depth and length and breadth, because it's infinite. And therefore, you must understand that your capacity to love has no end. God didn't create you with, oh, I guess you can love this much. No, he gave you a capacity to continue to grow and grow and grow and grow. You have no limit to your capacity to love. None. It is wide open. If we think about it on the natural level, because we are finite beings, there is absolutely no possible way that we could ever know the height and depth and length and breadth. Because we're talking about the infinite love of God. We're talking about the love of the Sacred Heart of Jesus for us. But St. Paul says that we can know the height and depth and length and breadth. But he says it is a love that is beyond all knowledge. We can't grasp it in our minds. We can only enter into it in our hearts. And what a beautiful thing that if the capacity is there for us to do this, that is possible for us. It is not possible by our own doing, but only by the grace of God. But as St. Paul said, it must be rooted and grounded in charity. That's what it is all about. That's what the whole Christian life is supposed to be about. But that's what St. Paul is praying for us, that we would know, that we would be able to enter into that love. The heart of Jesus is wide open to us. The question is, do we want it? Because again, we have to understand, if we enter into the love of God, our lives are going to change. Well, they're going to change for the good. You're going to become a saint. But most people don't want that. No, I just want to fit in with the worldly people. I just want to be like them. In other words, I want to be selfish. I want to have what the world has to offer. I want to be all about me. Well, that's not what love is. Love is about the other. And we're called to love God first and foremost, and to love our neighbor following from that. So God has his heart wide open to each one of us. And he's inviting us to enter in. He wants us to know his love. He wants us to make that love our own, to receive the love that he wants to give us. His love for you is infinite, absolutely infinite. But as I said earlier, there is no limit to your capacity to love other than the limit you put on it. But God has actually made your heart in such a way, not your physical heart, the spiritually speaking, that there is no boundary to the love. As long as you are alive, you can keep growing in love. And that's what God is asking of us, each one of us. He doesn't want us to love a little. He doesn't even want us to love a lot. He wants us to love without boundaries. He wants us to love without end. That's the love of the Sacred Heart. If we look at it from that perspective, again, we could make it even more amazing than what I talked about earlier. Just look in the mirror or look in prayer and ask, why does Jesus love me? Just because he created you to be loved. Not because you've earned it, not because you deserve it, not because you are such an incredible, amazing, a most incredible person that God created, so therefore he loves you that much. That's his mom that we're talking about there, not you and me. Now, we know that we don't deserve his love. It's a pure gift, 100% pure gift, not reward, gift, because he made you to be loved. So he loves you. Now the question is, do we want his love? And do we want to love him? That's where the problem comes. His is 100%. There is no limit. There are no boundaries. He isn't saying, I will love you only if you do this or that. He loves you. The problem is that we put the boundaries on it. I'm only willing to open my heart up this much, so that's all that I can love. Well, his love for you is infinite, but you can only receive as much as your heart is open. And you have an infinite capacity to be able to love. So we need to stop plugging it up. We need to stop saying no to the love of God because of our selfishness. We need to open our hearts to receive his love. That's what he is looking for, and that's what St. Paul is praying for. He could have talked about the wisdom of God. He could have talked about the knowledge of God. He could have talked about all kinds. God is love, period. God is love. That's why St. Paul talks about the love of God. Yeah, God is infinite intelligence too, but it's not about the mind of God. It's about the love of God. That's where we have to be. That's what we are all being invited to. So his heart is wide open to us. How wide are our hearts open to him?